It's time for Red Hill Salukis basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO. Brought to you this season by the Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Bestway Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Salukis basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO, the Legend.
Hello, Saluki fans, and welcome back to Red Hill Saluki basketball here on the Legend. I'm Ryan Seed, going solo at it here tonight, bringing you all your Saluki action right here from beautiful Robinson, Illinois. We are here at the Maroon Gymnasium, where the Red Hill Salukis are taking on the Robinson Maroons. Getting a little bit of a late start here tonight because they had a little pregame festivities going on. They were welcoming back the 2010 championship team. They had a slideshow and everything going on from their regional championship all the way up to the state championship. The regional champion, I'll kind of run through the scores here. They were facing Flora. They won that one 67-55 in their sectional game versus Tolono, 61-50 win. Their sectional championship game versus Teutopolis, 71-65. Super sectional championship versus Decatur, 81-60. Semifinal game versus Chicago Hill was 64-61. And in the state championship matchup versus Peoria Emanuel was a 76-68 overtime win. So they got most, about half of the players were able to attend, and most of the cheerleaders, and they had the athletic director, all the coaches, and everybody that was just involved in that ordeal. They had everybody out, and it was very, very cool to welcome back a team that was able to do that only 10 years ago. So they kind of shared what all the players were doing, and the head coach was here giving a speech and everything. So that was pretty interesting. But tonight's pregame show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Red Hill Salukis coming off a loss against a makeup game with Paris. They fell to the Paris Tigers with a loss of 57-32. So kind of a tough loss. They were going into Tuesday night's game against Lawrenceville on a two-game winning streak after a win over Hudsonville and then a win over Neoga last Friday. And then against the Lawrenceville Indians, it came down to the wire. It really was a barn burner for those of you that weren't able to make it. It was just back and forth the whole game, and then it came down to about the last 3 minutes whenever both teams really started to kick it in and just going back and forth. Nick Weger and Blaine Winningham that fourth quarter were just dominant. But, I mean, the shooting from Drake Allen, Anthony Jarrell, and Cameron Ray just kind of took over there for the Salukis. But it came down to the last 10 seconds when Logan Williams hit a game-winning three-pointer, and the Salukis were unable to march down and get a bucket, last second bucket there, and the loss of 60-59. But tonight's game ought to be a fairly decent matchup size-wise. We outsized them. Nathan Worth in there at 6'7", their tallest kid coming in at 6'3". That is Braden Childress. He's a senior, 6'3", 205 senior. So we got a little bit more height. They got about six kids over 6 foot. And looking at our roster, we got about seven or eight kids over 6 foot. So it's going to be kind of a matchup height-wise. So hopefully we can kind of feed Nathan Worth down low in the paint. And then Drake Allen, his shooting has been picking up more and more here late in the season as time goes on. Like I said, last game, I talked to his dad, Gene Allen, And he's been switching up his shot a little bit, working in the gym just about every day, just trying to perfect it a little bit. And he's been lighting it up from three-pointers and just dominating, really. And then you get Cameron Ray and Anthony Dre in the mix. If they start to heat up a little bit, that'll add to that, along with Nathan Worth hitting a three-pointer here and there, but really using him down in the paint. So hopefully we'll see a lot of good basketball played here tonight by the Salukis. Everybody coming alive and really filling their roles out there on the floor. We'll go ahead and take a quick 30-second break to hear from our pregame sponsor. Pregame show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We'll be back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
The biggest variety of real country music.
WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Classic country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM.
The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. For those of you just joining us, I'm Ryan Seed on the call for tonight's game where the Red Hill Salukis are taking on the Robinson Maroons. Robinson Maroons coming into this matchup at 8-16. Red Hill Salukis coming in at 8-18. So pretty evenly matchup there judging by the overall record. So it could be another barn burner here this week for the Red Hill Salukis. So hopefully we can get something going and they can just come out and just guns a-blazing, just drive right to the basket, get on the top first quickly, and just kind of keep it to them throughout the whole first half and just play Saluki basketball the best they can and just not let up there. And maybe they can get up so much they can kind of coast there in the second half. But it could be another back and forth like what we saw against the Lawrenceville Indians on Tuesday. So hopefully we might see another barn burner here tonight, or it might just be another kind of back and forth all the way. So hopefully we can see something out of here and have another good game. Pregame show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We'll go ahead and take another 1 minute break real quick and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Are you a consistent hourly work, consistent weekly pay, paid holidays, full benefits, and more? KMA is hiring CDLA drivers for local work in the Princeton area. KMA not only offers a $2,000 sign-on bonus, but also an additional $200 a month bonus for attendance and safety. You must be at least 23 years old, 1 year of experience, and no automatic-only restriction on license. Interested? Apply at bestwayexpress.com today.
Coming to you live from the Toyota Bashuku, Illinois Press Box, I'm Ryan Seed, getting set for the Red Hill Saluki basketball action where they will be taking on the Robinson Maroons. Both teams evenly matched record-wise. Salukis 8-18, Robinson Maroons 8-16 coming into this matchup. So it could be the battle of the coaches. Head coach Mac Thompson and head coach Ryan Havel. We'll see what both coaches have up their sleeves for tonight. We've seen a lot of different things throughout the season this year for the Red Hill Salukis. A lot of different things haven't really worked that well, and they've had to switch up a lot just to get something going. So very young team, the Salukis. So we'll have to see what team will show up here tonight and see if we can get four full quarters out of the boys tonight. Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Pregame festivities are just about done, so we will send it back to the studio and be right back with starting lineup and tip-off time. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction, a real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies? This is Janet Peach from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Dina Moore. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service and lending professionals at any one of our six locations.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Tonight's matchup, Red Hill Salukis taking on the Robinson Maroons. I'm Ryan C. bringing all your Saluki basketball action tonight. And now the starting lineups for the Red Hill Salukis. Starting for the Salukis will be number 12, Cameron Ray. Number 20, Nathan Worth. Number 23, Anthony Gerald. Number 24, Josh Henry. And rounding out that lineup will be number 40, Drake Allen. Head coach for the Salukis, head coach Brian Havel. Assistant coaches are Gene Allen. So Salukis coming into the matchup 8-18 tonight. So hopefully with that couple extra games experience on the season, the Salukis can really come into this game and take control. And kind of looking at their starters that we will hear in just a few moments, we kind of tower over them size-wise. So hopefully we can utilize Nathan Worth really, really well down in the paint and really get to him and just feed him all night long. And hopefully the perimeter shooting is well in check here tonight. And now the starting lineup for the Robinson Maroons. Starting for the Maroons, number one, Cade Lassen, a 5'8", 155 senior. Number 15, Wesley Jackson, a 6'1", 155 freshman. Number 23, Brayden Childress, a 6'3", 205 senior. Number 24, Ethan Scheidler, a 6'1", 175 junior. Number 50, Jeffrey Goebel, a 6'2", 265 junior. Head coach for the Maroons is Coach Mac Thompson. Assistant coaches are Michael Henry, Michael Elliott, and Brian Scott. And that is the starting lineup for the Robinson Maroons. Again, tonight's pregame show is brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, coming to you live, bringing you all your basketball action from the Toyota Bashuku, Illinois press box. And as we get set for tip-off time, jumping for the Red Hill Salukis, as always, will be number 20, Nathan Worth. Jumping for the Maroons will be number 23, Childress. As referees and teams get set, we are ready for tip-off time. And tip is away, and the Maroons get it. Lassen gets the basketball, passes off there to Jackson. Jackson brings it across, driving left side, picks up his dribble. Backdoor pass there to Lassen, puts it up and in, 4-2. Maroons get on the board quickly there, only 15 seconds into the game. Ray brings it across the timeline, goes right side to Henry. Henry back up top to Allen. Allen swings it over to Ray. Ray on the left wing, guarded there by Lassen. Maroons in a man-to-man defense. Lassen really pushing up on him and called for the foul. Lassen will pick up his first foul, team first and first of the game. Only 29 seconds into this game. Henry gets it into Ray out near the timeline. Ray bringing it back to the middle of the floor. Gives inside to Gerald. Gerald tried to pass it out to Henry. Henry was cutting towards the basket as Gerald threw it and goes out of bounds. Turnover there for the Salukis. Jackson will bring the ball across the timeline. Picked up by Gerald. Goes left side to Lassen. Lassen guarded by Henry. Pulls up for three. Contested and buries it. Cade Lassen with five so far on the night. Just barely a minute into the game. Gerald with it on the left wing. Goes into the corner to Worth. Back up top to Henry. Henry backing it back out. Reset and picks up his dribble. Jackson steps up on him. Worth comes to help. Worth on the left wing gets it up top to Gerald. Gerald goes back to Allen on the left side. Stolen away by Childress. Childress flying down the floor. Puts it up and in. Good for two. Childress getting in on the action. He just flew right up to Allen and took it right out of his hands and went down the floor with it. Puts it up and in for a nice easy bucket. Henry swings it around to Allen on the left wing, and Allen called for the travel quickly. So Salukis getting timeout, getting turnovers left and right. Coach Havel not happy. We'll go ahead and keep it here. He wants a 30-second timeout. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. Salukis having a little trouble here so far, a little bit of miscommunication. Gerald causing a turnover as he was trying to pass it off to Henry, and Henry was cutting to the basket, but that steal there from Childress, he just flew right up on Allen. He anticipated that pass from a mile away and just took it down the floor with him, got control of it, and went right to the basket and scored 2 points. Maroons up on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 7-0 over the Salukis at the moment. Jackson will bring the ball across the timeline. Gerald picks him up, goes right side to Lassen. Lassen on the right wing. Henry takes him, and he looked like he was going to try an alley-oop Childress there, but throws it out of bounds. Turnover to the Salukis. Ray will bring it up. Childress and Jackson double-teaming right as he gets across the timeline. Henry with it now goes right wing into the corner to Worth. Worth double-teamed in the corner trap. Henry gets it tipped away into the hands of Goble. Goble up floor to Childress. Childress slams it home, 4-2. Quick fast break there by the Robinson Maroons. Steps up, fakes the pull-up, passes off to Allen, back to Ray. Ray back to Worth at the top of the key, pulls up for three, no good. And Lassen comes away with the rebound. Lassen at the top of the key with the basketball, driving right side. Allen trying to stop him, and he finally does, but a foul will be called against the Salukis. Foul will go against number 40, Drake Allen. He picks up his first, team first. And Scheidler lobs it in there to Childress, and Childress up and in for two more. 11-0, the score on the Best Way Express scoreboard in favor of the Maroons with 5:20 to go here in the first quarter. Childress almost stole it away from Allen again. Down to Henry, puts it up, no good, just off the rim. And they're saying it was last touched by the Salukis out of bounds. And it will be Maroon basketball. Jackson dribbling right side, hands it off, back to Jackson. Jackson bringing it all the way around, drives the lane, dumps it off to Goble. Goble spins to the post, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes tipped around, and last touched out of bounds by the Maroons. Salukis will have the basketball. Henry will inbound it, full court press put on by the Maroons. Double team Henry called for the travel before he could even get it off. He was thinking about passing as he was taking it from Ray. So Maroons have the basketball just to the right of their goal. Scheidler inbounding, losing time, gets into Goble, back to Scheidler, up top to Jackson. Jackson over to Childress. Childress down low to Goble. Goble hands it off to Lassen. Back behind the back pass to Goble, back to Lassen. Lassen pulls up for three, buries it. Lassen, 2 for 2 from the three-point line. Full court press. Ray tried to get it off, but throws it to Henry, and last touch by Jackson as it goes out of bounds. Salukis will have the basketball just in front of their bench. Childress pressing up. Ray with it now on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Tried to go over the top. Childress tips it away into the hands of Lassen. Lassen brings it across, and Henry smacks it away. Goble gets it, though. Backdoor pass to Lassen. Lassen up and in for the easy layup. 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. Maroons lead it 16-0. Gerald back to Ray. Ray in trouble. Passes off to Henry. Henry drives. Passes off to Allen from the three-point line. No good. Henry gets the rebound. Count it. And one. Foul will go against the Maroons, number 15. That is Wesley Jackson. Picks up his first, team second. Henry at the line, shooting one, got it to fall, and gets the old-fashioned three-point play. So Salukis up on the board with 3:50 to go, 16-3 in favor of the Maroons. Childress driving the lane all the way, almost lost it there, gets it out. Scheidler now driving, kicks it out to Goble. Goble needing some help, guarded there by Worth, passes off to Childress. Childress spins right to the basket, little block shot there by Nathan Worth. Allen with it now, cross-court pass to Ray. He pump fakes, wants that three. He's going to pull it from way downtown. No good on the three-pointer. Rebound comes away to Jackson. And he's going to push it up the floor. Kicks it into the corner to Lassen. Lassen's pulling up for three. No good off the backboard. Scheidler gets the rebound. Put back, no good by Scheidler. And foul on the floor. Foul will go against Robinson Maroons, number 50, Jeffrey Goble. Picks up his first, team third. Childress will check out as number 3, Sawyer Holt, checks into the game. Ray will bring the ball up the floor. Maroons back it off into a man-to-man just inside the three-point line. Allen gets the pass down low, tries to go up, but blocked out of bounds there by Scheidler. Henry will inbound it just to the left of their goal, checking in for the Maroons. Goble will check out as Childress will come right back in. So getting him a little breather real quick. Henry gets it into Allen underneath the basket. He rolls right to baseline, no good. Henry gets the rebound, goes right back, throws it up off the glass, no good. Jackson running the floor, kicks it out to Childress on the left wing, hands off to Lassen, pump fakes, dribbling right side to the top of the key. Allen picks him up. Nice switch there by him and Henry on defense. Holt up top to Childress. Childress driving right side all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good. Worth on the rebound. Outlets there to Ray. Ray bringing it across the timeline, hands it off to Henry. Jackson steps up on Henry, passes right side, stolen away there by Childress. Childress going all the way, slams it home again. Childress having a great night so far. 18-3 on the Best Way Express scoreboard with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Henry picks up his dribble, goes left wing to Ray. Ray throws it down low and a foul on the floor. That will go against the Robinson Maroons. Number three, Sawyer Holt, picks up his first foul. Team's fourth. Jackson takes a seat as number 11, Nick Weber, comes into the game. Allen gets the inbound up top to Ray. Ray pulls up three, no good. Weber gets the rebound. Outlets there to Lassen. Lassen brings it across timeline, looking left side, directing some traffic, goes right side to Weber. Weber pulls up for three, buries it home. Nick Weber getting in on the action, 21-3. The score now in favor of the Maroons. Henry on the right wing goes up top to Allen. Allen lobs it low to Worth, loses it through his hands, out of bounds. Turnover to the Maroons. Saluki's a little bit of miscommunication so far. The Maroons defense tough and just pushing them to the limits. Lassen, left side to Scheidler. Scheidler looking down low, goes inside to Weber. Weber for three, no good. Allen on the rebound. Gets it up court to Ray. Ray driving right side is going to slow it down. Almost lost his footing there. Ray cross court pass to Gerald. Gerald working against Scheidler, left wing to Worth. Down low to Allen. Last touch out of bounds by Holt. It will stay Saluki basketball. Henry will inbound just to the left of the basket. Looking to get it into somebody, finds Worth, flashing there, back to Henry, puts it up and in off the glass. Josh Henry so far with all the points, 21-5 with 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Lassen cross court to Scheidler. Scheidler on the left wing, inside to Holt. Holt down low to Childress. Childress working against Allen, goes up, no good, but fouled on the shot. Childress will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against number 40, Drake Allen. Picks up his second foul, team second. Childress at the line, shooting two. First one on the way, got it to fall. Scheidler checks out, as well as does Lassen, as Goebel and Jackson come into the game. Coach Mack Thompson getting plenty of rest for his boys. Childress, second one, no good. Tracks down his own rebound. Going right back to the basket, reverse layup, no good. Rebound came away to Worth, but jump ball will be called. It will be Red Hill basketball with the full length of the floor to go. 25.9 seconds to go. Jackson putting some pressure on Ray. Ray passed it off to Allen, bringing it across the timeline. Guarded by Childress. Goes left side, tipped out of bounds there. By Holt, he was looking at the steal. This Robinson Maroon defense very quick to the ball. Henry inbounds it to Allen in the backcourt. 12 seconds to go. Allen brings it across, double team now, hands off to Henry. Henry cross-court pass, Worth from the corner, no good. Goebel on the rebound, he's going to run the floor, throw up the half quarter, no good. As time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Maroons lead at 22-5. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work, and my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with State Bank. We've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at KC State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, KC State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the break, getting set to start the second quarter of action. Saluki's down to the Robinson Maroons 22-5. Robinson Maroons will start the second quarter of action out with the basketball. Jackson will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Gerald. Jackson with the handoff back now going baseline. Kicks it out to Scheidler. Pulls up for three. Rattles in and out. No good. Worth on the rebound. Outlets to Henry. Henry up court to Ray. Ray almost lost the basketball. The last touch by him out of bounds as there was a struggle. Jackson will bring the ball up the floor on the far side. Hand it off to Childress. Childress driving the lane all the way to the left side. Tries to put it up, no good. Tips it out to Scheidler. Scheidler on the drive, kicks it out to Jackson. Jackson driving now, left lane, no good on the layup. Worth on the rebound. Outlets to Ray. Ray bringing it up the floor. Jackson staying with him the whole way down. Ray on the right wing. He slides his foot out of bounds as he was near the sideline and gets called for it. 7:13 to go here in the first half, 22-5 in favor of the Maroons. Score update from the Lawrenceville game. Lawrenceville ahead at half over Casey, 26-25. Lassen pump fakes, driving the lane, and is fouled on the way. Foul will go against number 12, Cameron Ray. Picks up his first, team third, and it will be Robinson's basketball just to the left of the goal. Scheidler gets it into Lassen. Lassen steps back behind the three-point line. Pulls up, contested by Henry. Buries the three-pointer. Lassen, 3-for-4, now beyond the perimeter. 20-point game, 25-5. Gerald pulls up from the left wing. Answers back, Anthony Gerald. Gerald getting up on the board. Him and Henry have the 8 total points so far on the night. Jackson brings it across midcourt, goes left side to Lassen. Lassen up top to Goble. Goble kicks it low to Childress. Childress working against Worth. Left side layup, no good. Worth outlets to Allen, up court to Gerald. Gerald pulls up, same spot, buries another one. Back-to-back threes for Anthony Gerald. Havel telling his boys to push up on the ball, a little more pressure. Lassen left side to Scheidler. Scheidler kicks it off to Childress in the corner. Childress looking inside, look for somebody open, trying to work the ball. Drives the lane, right side, kicks it out. Scheidler driving inside, off to Goble in the post. Goble back to Scheidler in the corner, bringing it back up top to Lassen. Lassen driving the left side, stopped there by Ray. Good switch by Ray and Henry. Lassen pulls up three, no good. Rebound, swatted out of bounds. Last touch by the Salukis. Robinson basketball just to the right of their goal. Saluki's doing a good job here on defense so far. Ball inbounded to the corner to Goble. Goble down low to Childress. Passes off to Lassen, flashing through the lane. Goes back inside, puts it up, and gets it to find the bottom of the basket. Allen will be the point man down the floor this time with 5:20 to go here in the first half. Dribbling left side, hands off to Gerald. Gerald double-teamed, passes to Allen, flashing through the lane. And Allen is fouled on his way through. That foul will go against Robinson's number 50, Jeffrey Goble. Picks up his second foul, team's fifth. Henry will inbound to the left of the goal, gets it into Allen on the left wing, up top to Ray. Ray over to Gerald. Gerald cross-court to Ray. Ray right wing to Henry, dumps it low to Worth. Worth, no good on the layup. Rebound comes away to Lassen. Lassen up the floor, dribbling right side, passes off to Childress. Childress now bringing it up top, driving the lane, backs it out, kicks it out to Scheidler. Scheidler at the top of the key, pump fakes, goes left wing to Childress. Childress sets a body screen there, drives the lane now, puts it up off the glass, no good. But fouled on the way up. He will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against number 40, Drake Allen. He picks up his third foul of the half, team's fourth. Childress at the line shooting two. First one on the way. Got it to fall. And as Allen will check out, Maxfield will check in. Goble will have a seat as well as Holt checks in. So far, 2 for 3 at the line. Childress. Tonight's game brought to you by Carl Richardson Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank of Albion, and Leggett Lumber. Childress's second one is good. Went 2 for 2 that go around at the line. Henry gets it up court quickly to Ray. Ray dribbling left side, passes off to Gerald. Gerald back to Ray, pump fakes, driving the left wing all the way baseline, puts it up, no good on the shot, but will be fouled on the way up. He will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against Robinson's number 15. That is Wesley Jackson, picks up his second, team sixth. And they're saying there was no shot. They're saying it was on the floor. I could have swore it was on the shot, but Henry will inbound it to the left of the goal. Needing to get it in, finds Ray out near the volleyball line. Ray goes right side to Henry. Henry, guarded by Jackson, gets it up top to Gerald. Gerald left wing to Ray. Ray dumps it low to Worth. Worth going to the basket, puts it up and in, and finds the bottom of the net. 29-13 in favor of the Maroons. Slukey's trying to make a comeback here. Jackson drives right side all the way to the basket, puts it up and in for two. Jackson getting up on the board with his first points of the night. Ray going all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes away to Jackson. Jackson out to Scheidler. Scheidler from the corner finds the three ball. Back and forth, 21-point lead in favor of the Maroons, 34-13 with 3:40 to go. Gerald on the left wing, up top to Worth. Worth pulls up for three. Answers back, Nathan Worth. His first three of the night. Jackson across the timeline. Hands off to Childress. Childress driving right side. Stopped there by Worth. Kicks it out to Lassen. Lassen pulls up for three. Contested, no good. Maxfield flying in for the rebound. Ray gets the outlet, gets it up court quickly. Lassen slows him up, goes right side to Henry. Henry looking inside up top to Gerald. Gerald pulls up for three. No good. Put back by Worth is no good. Rebound comes away to Lassen. Lassen slows it down. And Coach Mac Thompson wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Amberall Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Amberall Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Amberall Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmberallFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Amberall Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Saluki's tried to drive down floor, and Nathan Worth missed a putback opportunity. And Coach Mac Thompson wanted a timeout to talk something over with his boys, but we are now back in action. Jackson picks up his dribble just inside, passes off to Childress. Childress working one-on-one. Charge called against Childress. Nathan Worth stood there battling back and forth with him. Childress was driving the right side. And initiated contact, he lowered his shoulder and called for the charge. Ray will bring the ball up the floor. Lassen picks him up at half court, goes left side to Maxfield. Maxfield on the left wing, back up top to Worth. Worth swings it around to Ray. Ray down low to Henry. Henry working against Jackson, rolls baseline right into the lane, loses control of the ball, and battle for it now. Lassen picks it up, outlets to Jackson. Jackson down the floor, driving inside, puts up a floater, no good. And Childress tipped it back up, and no good. Henry inbounds it to Worth. Worth back over to Henry. Full court pressure was put on. Gets it cross court to Ray. Ray cross court. Gerald for three. Got it to fall. Anthony Gerald lighting him up from the perimeter. Gerald, 3 for 4 so far on the night beyond the arc. Lassen brings it across on the right side. Hands off to Childress, driving right lane. Back out to Jackson. Jackson, cross-court pass to Weber. Through his hands, almost out of bounds. Ray steps up on him. Into the corner to Jackson. Drives inside the lane. Jumper from 8. Got it to fall. Wesley Jackson for 2. Ray's going to slow it down a little bit. 36-19 in favor of the Maroons with 1:30 to go here in the first half. Henry on the right wing. Up top to Maxfield. Maxfield down low to Worth. Worth goes up. And foul called as Worth was going to the basket. Foul will go against number 15, Wesley Jackson. He picks up his third foul, team 7th. Nathan Worth going to the team 8th. Worth going to the line to shoot 2. First one on the way, no good off the front of the rim. As Jackson takes a seat, Scheidler will check in for him. Worth at the line shooting 2, missed the first one. Second one on the way, no good. Rebound comes away to Weber. Weber outlets to Lassen. Lassen bringing the ball up the floor. Gets it across the timeline. Henry picks him up, goes left side to Weber. Weber in the corner to Holt. Holt bringing it up top to Lassen. Lassen swings it around. Scheidler on the right wing. Scheidler driving inside the lane, kicks it out to Holt. Holt driving right side. Block shot there by Maxfield, but back in the hands of Scheidler. Lassen pulls up for 3. Got it to fall. Lassen with another 3 on the night. Ray throws it baseline to Henry. Saves it from going out of bounds, but steps out anyway. It will be a turnover there to the Maroons. Saluki is having a lot of miscommunication here tonight. 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Maroons lead at 39-19. Lassen walks it across the timeline. Goes left side to Weber, inside to Holt. Holt, backdoor pass to Scheidler. Puts it up and no good, but Childress on the putback. Childress right on top of it there. Gets the putback. Ray across the timeline, left side to Gerald. Gerald bringing it back up top. Passes off to Worth. Worth pressed there by Childress. Gets it in the corner to Ray. Ray up top, Maxfield. Maxfield with the basketball now. Back to Ray. Ray looking inside, 10 seconds to go. Backs it back out to midcourt. 5 seconds to go. Ray looks at the clock, makes his move. Driving right side. Jump stops. Called for the travel with 0.1 seconds to go. So Robinson will inbound it, and that will do it here as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Going into halftime, Robinson Maroons up 41-19. We're back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50-gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance Water Heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you important news for people who like to save thousands on new vehicles. Here's our correspondent, Johnny, on the spot.
I'm at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Now I understand why car and truck buyers are saving thousands of dollars at this Ford dealership in the heart of beautiful Davies County, Indiana.
What have you learned?
Bill Dobson Ford has several 2019 units they need to sell now. Check this out. Save as much as $15,000 off the price of a new Ford F-150, the world's top-selling truck.
Tell us more.
New 2019 Ford Expeditions up to 14. $13,000 off.
Well, I'm looking for a Ford Ranger.
You're in luck. Buy a Ranger today, $1,000 below invoice.
Now you're talking. Any other details we should know?
Offer includes package discounts, dealer discounts, and manufacturer rebates. Some incentives are through Ford Motor Credit to qualified buyers. Dealer has $99 documentation fee.
Folks, if you want to save thousands on new 2019 Fords, go to Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. But don't you dare buy my Ford Ranger.
Remember, a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Are you looking for a new farm, personal, commercial, or home loan? With over 75 years of lending, Citizens National Bank of Albion truly is this area's number one lender and most trusted financial partner. We know agriculture, it's what we do, and we certainly know what it takes to strengthen our community and help our customers' homes, families, farms, and businesses thrive. Come see us for your next loan at any of our six locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at halftime where the Robinson Maroons are up on the Red Hill Salukis 41-19. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. So far in the first half, Salukis having a lot of miscommunication, a lot of forced turnovers here, and they got to focus on something. They got to get back into the rhythm of playing Saluki basketball. They got to get a handle on what they're doing, because right now they're just playing Robinson's game. Robinson forcing them to cause their turnovers. Their defense just on point. They're pressuring up on the ball on the Salukis every move. They go back and forth from putting on full court pressure left and right. And Childress just anticipating the passes and taking them right away from the Salukis, along with Holt getting in on that too. Take a look at the scoring summary real quick for the Red Hill Salukis. Not a lot going on here, but Cameron Ray 0-for-1 from the field and 0-for-2 from beyond the perimeter. Nathan Worth 1-of-4 from the field and 1-for-2 at the three-point line and 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Anthony Gerald so far leading the way with 3-of-4 from beyond the perimeter. Josh Henry 2-of-4 from the field and 1-of-1 from the free throw line. Drake Allen 0-for-1 and 0-for-1 from the field and the three-point line. Collectively as a team, Salukis are 3-of-10 from the field and 4-of-9 from the three-point line, along with 1-of-3 from the free throw line. Now look at the Robinson Maroons scoring. Lassen is 3-for-3 from the field, and from the three-point line, he is 4-for-7. Holt, not on the board, but he is 0-for-1 from the field. Weber is on the board with 1-of-2 from beyond the perimeter. Wesley Jackson is 2-of-4 from the field, and Childress, the leading scorer so far tonight. It's probably a close race between him and Lassen, but Childress is 5-for-11 from the field and 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Scheidler is 0-for-2 from the field and 1-for-2 from the three-point line. And Goble, not on the board yet, but 0-for-1 from the field and 0-for-1 from the three-point, from beyond the three-point line. Collectively as a team, the Maroons are 10-for-22 from the field and 6-for-12 from beyond the perimeter, and 3-for-4 from the line. still here at halftime. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. We'll take a 2-minute break and be right back with more basketball action. You're listening to Red Hills Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Are you a driver looking for consistent hourly work, consistent weekly pay, paid holidays, full benefits, and more? KMA is hiring CDLA drivers for local work in the Princeton area. KMA not only offers a $2,000 sign-on bonus, but also an additional $200 a month bonus for attendance and safety. You must be at least 23 years old, 1 year of experience, and no automatic-only restriction on license. Interested? Apply at bestwayexpress.com today.
We interrupt this program to bring you important news for people who like to save thousands on new vehicles. Here's our correspondent, Johnny, on the spot.
I'm at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Now I understand why car and truck buyers are saving thousands of dollars at this Ford dealership in the heart of beautiful Daviess County, Indiana.
What have you learned?
Bill Dobson Ford has several 2019 units they need to sell now. Check this out. Save as much as $15,000 off the price of a new Ford F-150, the world's top-selling truck.
Tell us more.
New 2019 Ford Expeditions up to $14,000 off.
Well, I'm looking for a Ford Ranger.
You're in luck. Buy a Ranger today, $1,000 below invoice.
Now you're talking. Any other details we should know?
Offer includes package discounts, dealer discounts, and manufacturer rebates. Some incentives are through Ford Motor Credit to qualified buyers. Dealer has $99 documentation fee.
Folks, if you want to save thousands on new 2019 Fords, go to Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. But don't you dare buy my Ford Ranger.
Remember, a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Halftime just about wrapped up here. Robinson Maroons on top, 41-19. The halftime show was brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Hopefully the Salukis they were in the locker room quite a while, so hopefully Coach Havel really drilled it into them that, hey, guys, we need to bear down here, and still a lot of game left, so we can still come back. And a score update from a fellow broadcaster doing the Newton-Olney game. At halftime, Newton is up on Olney 32-27. So a lot of games going on around the area tonight. And Red Hill will start out the second half action with the basketball. Allen brings it across the timeline, hands off to Henry, swinging around. Hands off on the right wing to Ray. Ray up top to Worth. Worth over to Allen, up top to Gerald. Quick ball movement here by the Salukis, really working this defense. Henry slides right into the lane, puts up a layup, no good. Jackson on the rebound. Jackson will bring the ball up the floor, cross court pass to Childress, hands off to Scheidler. Scheidler cross court, Jackson line drive throw, down low to Childress. Childress goes up and strong and scores. Ray dribbling out near the volleyball line, passes off to Worth. Worth hands back to Allen. Allen on the right wing, bringing it all the way around to the left side to Gerald. Gerald at top of the key, step back from the volleyball line, no good. But Allen on the rebound goes right back up to the basket, puts it up and in, 4-2. Drake Allen getting them up on the board. Saluki still down 43-21. Lassen brings it across the timeline. Henry picks him up, kicks it out in the corner to Jackson. Jackson steps in, 12-footer, no good. Allen on the rebound. Allen barrels down the floor into the corner to Gerald. Gerald just short. Worth on the rebound. Tries to go up, but jump ball called. And that ball will go to the Maroons. Quick score update from the Lawrenceville Casey game, 49-37 in favor of Casey with 5 minutes left to go. Childress driving the lane right side, goes up but fouled on the shot. He will go to the line to shoot two. That foul will go against number 20, Nathan Worth. Picks up his first foul, team first of the half. Childress at the line, first one on the way, rattles in and out, no good. So far, Childress is 3-for-5 from the free throw line. Second one on the way, got it to fall. 1-for-1 there, that go around. Allen brings it across the timeline, goes left side to Henry. Henry guarded by Jackson, man-to-man defense. Ray, wide open, three, in and out, no good. Henry on the rebound, going baseline, kicks it out to Allen. Allen wanted it, passes back off to Ray. Ray brings it back out, passes off to Worth. Worth driving right side, pulls up from the free throw line, no good. Childress gets the rebound. Childress bringing it up himself. He's going to drive the lane, kick it out to Scheidler. Scheidler pulls up for three, no good. Goes out of bounds, last touch by the Maroons. It will be Saluki basketball. Ray gets the inbound, jogs it across the timeline, picked up by Lassen. Dribbling out near midcourt, loses it but gets it back, hands it off to Allen. Allen, jumper just inside the three-point line, nothing but the bottom of the net on that one. 44-23 with 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. Lassen on the left wing, up top to Goble. Goble back to Lassen. Lassen in the corner with the basketball, guarded by Henry, gets a screen from Goble. Drives inside the lane, puts up a floater, no good. Goble on the rebound, put back is no good. But he is fouled on the way up. He will go to the line to shoot two. Jeffrey Goble at the line trying to get up on the board himself tonight. He is 0-for-1 from three-point line and from the field. First free throw is no good. Checking into the game as Drake Allen will take a seat is Andrew Maxfield. Coming in off the bench. 5:08 to go here in the third quarter. Goble at the line shooting two. First one no good. Second one no good. Henry gets the rebound. So Goble 0-for-2 so far. Ray across the timeline goes right side to Henry. Henry eyed the three, drives inside. Picks up his dribble at the free throw line. Passes off to Gerald. Gerald guarded by Scheidler. Up top to Worth. Worth swings it around to Henry on the right wing. Jackson right there with him. Ray now back out to Gerald. Gerald dribbling. Fakes right. Goes left. Up top to Maxfield. Drives inside. Worth step back. Drives baseline. Kicks it out to Henry. Almost lost it. Gets control back of it. Maxfield driving the lane. Throws it away. Jackson picks it up. He's going to go coast to coast. Puts it up and in for an easy bucket. Wesley Jackson up on the board for two. Ray bringing it up floor, guarded by Lassen the whole way up. And Lassen will pick up a foul. Lassen, I believe that's his first foul, or second foul, it says. Team's first. 4:13 to go, 46-23. Ray gets it in the backcourt. Walks it across the timeline. Goes right side to Henry. Henry on the right wing. Up top to Maxfield. Maxfield dumps it low. Tipped away, though, by Goble into the hands of Jackson. Jackson slows it up just before midcourt. Walks it across. Goes right side to Lassen. Lassen on the right wing. Down low to Goble. Goble working against Maxfield. No good on the shot, but fouled on the way up. He will go to the line to shoot two more. Maxfield will pick up his first foul, team second. Goble at the line shooting two more, 0-for-2 so far. First one on the way, no good off the back of the rim. Allen checking back into the game as Maxfield will take a seat. Also checking into the game will be Dawson Holtz as Henry comes out. Holtz fresh off the bench, first time in the game tonight. Goble at the line shooting two, missed the first one, second one, no good off the back of the rim. Childress on the rebound, and putback is good. Holtz brings it up the floor, goes right side to Worth. Worth pump fakes, passes off to Allen. Allen sprinting around the floor, passes back to Worth. Worth at the top of the key, hands the ball off to Ray. Ray, cross-court pass to Holtz. Holtz looking down low, cross-court. Allen pulls up for three, got it to fall. Drake Allen hits his first three of the night. And timeout called, we'll take one too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat service of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Maroons have the basketball. Goble is pulling up for three, banks it in off the glass, and just like that, Jeffrey Goble is on the board with his first points of the night with a three-pointer. Holtz up top to Allen. Allen swings it around to Ray. Ray on the right wing, kicks it back up top to Holtz. Holtz, cross-court pass to Allen. Allen drives the lane, kicks it out to Worth. Worth pulls up from the baseline jumper, gets it to knock down. 51-28 the score in favor of the Maroons with 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. Lassen in the corner, driving inside the lane. Pulls up, no good, but fouled on the way up. Foul will go against number 12, Cameron Ray. I believe that is his second foul, team's third, fourth. Cade Lassen at the line, shooting two. First one on the way, got it to fall. This is Lassen's first time at the free throw line tonight. Only three Robinson Maroons have been at the line, Childress, Goble, and now Lassen. Lassen's second one on the way, got them both, two for two. Lassen putting on some pressure. Sticks with Allen the whole way up the floor. Backs it off. Childress picks him up now. Right side to Ray. Ray tries to go over the top of Jackson, but Gerald gets a handle on the ball. Left side to Allen. Allen looking down low. Passes off to Worth in the corner. Worth back up top to Allen. Allen bringing it back to the top of the key. Dribbling out there. Drives the lane. Passes off to Gerald. Gerald pulls up three. Just short. Goble gets the rebound. Outlets up court to Lassen. Lassen on the left wing. Looking down low. Passes back to Childress. Childress down inside to Goble. Goble working against Allen. Muscles his way. Blocked. But puts it up and in. 4-2. Goble just like that has 5 points so far here in this third quarter. Allen driving left side. No good. Foul on the floor. No shot. Foul on the floor. It will go against Robinson Maroons. Number 23, Childress. He picks up his second foul. Team second. As Gerald checks out, Henry comes back into the game with 1:45 to go here in the third quarter. Henry will inbound it just to the left of their goal. Looking to get it in. Gets it into Worth. Worth goes up. No good on the shot, but foul. He will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against number 50, Jeffrey Goble. He picks up his second foul, I believe. Team's third. Worth at the line. First one, got it to rattle in. Worth is now 1 of 3 at the line so far tonight. Second one on the way, no good. Rebound comes to Childress. Childress bringing it across the timeline. Stopped there by Worth. He's going to drive right side now. Backs it back out. Backdoor pass to Lassen. Lassen puts it up and in, 4-2. Ray gets it up court quickly. Slows it down at the volleyball line. Ray right side to Henry. Henry guarded by Scheidler inside up top. Allen goes low to Worth. Almost lost it there. Gets a handle on it. And a foul will be called against the Robinson Maroons. That foul will go against number 50. Jeffrey Goble picks up his fourth foul. Team's four. So Goble in foul trouble now. 1:16 to go here in the third quarter. Henry will inbound the basketball. Gets it into Allen. Allen working against Childress. Puts up a jumper. No good. Jackson on the rebound. Passes back to Childress. Childress at the top of the key. Throws it off the foot of Worth. And it will be Saluki basketball out of bounds. Scheidler will inbound just in front of the stands. Gets it into Jackson. He backs it out to midcourt. Jackson going right side. Throws it between the legs off of Holt. And it will be Maroon basketball out of bounds. Just under a minute of play to go here in the third quarter. Scheidler inbounding now just to the right of the goal. Gets it into Lassen out near midcourt. Lassen guarded by Henry, trying to cross him up. Goes left side to Scheidler. Scheidler pulls up for three, no good. Rebound comes away to Childress. And foul on the floor. That foul will go against number 20, Nathan Worth. Picks up his second foul, team fifth. Scheidler will inbound again just to the right of the goal. Gets it into Lassen on the right wing. Lassen down low to Goble. Goble wide open lane right to the basket. No good. Put back no good. Allen on the rebound. Running the floor. He's going to drive all the way to the basket. Puts it up and in off the glass. Drake Allen good for two. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Scheidler hands back to Jackson. Jackson quickly double-teamed but breaks it. Cross-court pass to Lassen. Lassen picked up by Ray now. 18 seconds to go. Passed off to Scheidler. Inside to Childress. Childress at the free throw line. 10 seconds to go. Scheidler picks up his dribble. Passes off to Childress. Childress driving left lane. Goes all the way to the basket. No good. Allen on the rebound. Running the floor. Pulls up from half court. No good. As time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Maroons lead at 57-31. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Are you a driver looking for consistent hourly work, consistent weekly pay, paid holidays, full benefits, and more? KMA is hiring CDLA drivers for local work in the Princeton area. KMA not only offers a $2,000 sign-on bonus, but also an additional $200 a month bonus for attendance and safety. You must be at least 23 years old, 1 year of experience, and no automatic-only restriction on license. Interested? Apply at bestwayexpress.com today.
This is where the country legends live. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM.
The Legend.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Getting set to start the fourth and final quarter of action. Maroons leading it 57-31. And a new five in there for the Robinson Maroons. It will go like this. Sawyer Holt, number 11, Nick Weber, number 14, Owen Austin, number 12, Logan Roy, and number 31, Rylan King. Salukis have the basketball to start the fourth quarter of action out. Henry passes off to Worth. Worth hands the ball off to Allen, loses it, but picks it back up, but a foul will be called. Worth limping around, favoring one of his ankles. He just came off injury from a rolled ankle, as Gerald will check in for him. Hate to see something like that happen, especially to Nathan Worth, the tall guy out there. So Henry gets the inbound, brings it across the timeline, hands off to Allen. Allen on the right wing, guarded by Holt. Holt steps up on him. Allen driving the lane, kicks it out to Ray. Ray to Gerald from the left wing, pulls up three, no good. Austin came in flying for the rebound. Looks like Roy over to Holt. Holt goes baseline. Jumper from eight. Got it to fall. Holt's up on the board now. Allen brings it across the timeline. Dribbling out near the volleyball line. Drives left lane. Puts it up. No good. But fouled on the shot. He will go to the line to shoot two. Foul goes against number three. That is Sawyer Holt. Picks up his second. Team six. Allen at the line shooting two. First one on the way. Got it to fall. Drake Allen, one of one so far at the line now. Allen's second free throw on the way. Got them both. Two for two on the night. Final score from the Lawrenceville-Casey game, 55 to 40, I believe. 47, 55 to 47 as Nick Weber just hit a long two ball. Gerald for three from the top of the key. No good. Holtz on the rebound. Bringing it. Coast Loader rattles in for two. 63 to 33 in favor of the Maroons now with 6:35 to go. Allen passes up top to Holtz. Holtz right side to Henry. Henry bringing it back up top. Hands off to Gerald. Gerald drives the lane. Puts up a shot. No good, but fouled on the way up. Gerald will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against number 31. That is Rylan King. Picks up his second, team seventh. Gerald's first one is good. It's Gerald's first time at the free throw line tonight. Second one on the way. Got him to fall. Two for two that go around. Roy will bring the ball up the floor, gets it across timeline, picked up by Holtz. Left side, right side to Weber. Weber flashing through the lane. Holt put it up and got it to fall. Sawyer Holt making a run now. Ray brings it up the floor, goes left side to Gerald. Gerald, right side to Holtz. Holtz up top to Henry. Henry directing traffic inside. Passes left wing to Allen. Allen steps in, puts up a jumper, knocks it down. Back and forth they go, but Robinson Maroons still up, 65-37. Weber up top to Austin. Austin inside there to King, but jump ball will be called. Possession arrow is in favor of the Maroons, so it will stay on this end of the floor. Weber will inbound just to the right of the basket. Lobs it in to King. King, alley-oop, up and in. King now up on the board with his first two of the game. Gerald pulls up for three. No good. Weber gets the rebound. Outlets there to Roy. Roy brings it across the timeline, driving left side. Kicks it out to Austin. Out to Weber. Weber driving, kicks it up from the elbow. No good. Gerald gets it down the floor, passes off to Henry. Henry at the top of the key, hands off to Ray. Ray with it now dribbling out. Passes off to Allen, lobs it down low to Henry. Henry kicks it out to Ray. Ray pump fakes and called for the double dribble. The turnover there to the Maroons. And checking into the game for the Salukis, Maxfield and Mason Moore coming in as Gerald and Holtz will check out. Checking in for the Maroons will be number 22, Cole Johnson, and number 5. I don't have a number 5 on here. Not sure who that is, but we'll see here in a minute. Pulls up for three. No good. Allen gets the rebound. Allen barreling down the floor. Drives inside, kicks it out to Ray. Ray pulls up for three, no good. Mason Moore on the rebound, put back, no good. Allen chases it down. Gets it up top to Maxfield. Maxfield passes off to Ray. 3:05 to go. Henry with it on the right wing up top to Allen. Step back. Drives the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. Or passed it back. Ray back to Allen. Allen up top to Henry. Pulls up for three. No good. Johnson gets the rebound. Roy passes off to number five. Pulls up for three. Pulls up for two. It was a long two and buries it. Allen brings it across the timeline. Passes right side to Henry. Henry up top to Maxfield. Maxfield left wing to Allen. Allen back up top to Ray. Ray driving left side, kicks it out to Allen. Allen pulls up for the long three. No good. Weber barreling down the floor. Number five pulls up. No good. Ray on the rebound. 2 minutes to go here in the game. Allen running the floor. Puts it up. No good. Roy brings it across the timeline for the Maroons. Dribbles right side, passes off to number five, pulls up for three, buries the three-pointer. Not sure who he is, but he's got 5 points on the night so far. Ray at the top of the key, goes left side to Maxfield, pump fakes, driving inside, jumper, no good. Ball tipped around, picked up by number five. Goes all the way down the floor, puts it up, no good. Allen gets the rebound, throws it down the floor to Ray. Ray drives the lane, puts it up, no good on the shot, but fouled on the way up. He will go to the line to shoot two. Foul goes against number 22. Cole Johnson picks up his first, team eighth. Continuous clock is in play, just under a minute of play to go. Ray at the line shooting two. First one on the way, no good. And Dawson Holtz will come in and Ben Stimler as Henry and Allen take a seat. Ray's second one is good. Got it to find the bottom of the net. And that is Ray's only point of the night as he will check out as Peyton Ray comes in with 30 seconds to go. Roy will bring the ball down the floor. Gets it across the timeline. Number five pulls up for three again. No good. Peyton Ray on the rebound. Holtz will bring it down the floor. Weber right behind him. Passes off to Stimler. Ray over to Maxfield baseline. Puts it up. No good. Moore on the rebound. And Johnson has it now. Johnson passes off to number five. Pulls up for three. Buries it as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Maroons win it 75-38. We'll be back here in about 2.5 minutes with post-game stats and Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. We'll be back. You're listening to Red Hill Slicky Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength."
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take, visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives, apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
We interrupt this program to bring you important news for people who like to save thousands on new vehicles. Here's our correspondent, Johnny, on the spot.
I'm at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Now I understand why car and truck buyers are saving thousands of dollars at this Ford dealership in the heart of beautiful Daviess County, Indiana.
What have you learned?
Bill Dobson Ford has several 2019 units they need to sell now. Check this out. Save as much as $15,000 off the price of a new Ford F-150, the world's top-selling truck.
Tell us more.
New 2019 Ford Expeditions up to $14,000 off.
Well, I'm looking for a Ford Ranger.
You're in luck. Buy a Ranger today, $1,000 below invoice.
Now you're talking. Any other details we should know?
Offer includes package discounts, dealer discounts, and manufacturer rebates. Some incentives are through Ford Motor Credit to qualified buyers. Dealer has $99 documentation fee.
Folks, if you want to save thousands on new 2019 Fords, go to Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. But don't you dare buy my Ford Ranger.
Remember, a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity with a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where Salukis fall in a matchup against the Robinson Maroons, 75-38. It was a tough matchup, but it was just a back and forth there for a little bit, but then the Robinson Maroons were just pressuring the Salukis on defense just all night long, and Salukis just didn't have an answer for it. They couldn't get to the basket. Maroons were shutting them down on all aspects of the floor. Quick scoring summary. Cameron Ray ends the night with 1 point. He was 0 for 1 from the field, ended 0 for 4 from the three-point line, and 1 for 1 from the free throw line. Again, these are unofficial stats, so bear with me. Andrew Maxfield did not score but went 0 for 2 from the field. Nathan Worth went 2 for 6 from the field and went 1 for 1 from the three-point line, and 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Anthony Gerald ended the night with 3 for 10, it looks like, from the 3-point line, and then 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Henry went 2 for 5 from the field and went 0 for 1 from the 3-point line and 1 for 1 from the free throw line. Mason Moore played but did not score. He went 0 for 1 from the field. Drake Allen went 4 for 9 from the field and 1 for 3 from the three-point line and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Collectively, the Salukis went 8 for 16 from the field, 5 for 20 from the three-point line, and 7 for 11 from the free throw line. And now look at the Robinson Maroons. Lassen went 4 for 5 from the field and 4 for 7 from the three-point line and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Sawyer Holt went 3 for 4 from the field. Weber went 1 for 2 from the field and from beyond the arc. Wesley Jackson went 3 for 6 from the field, and Childress, leading the way tonight, he went 7 for 14 from the field and went 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Ethan Scheidler went 0 for 2 from inside the paint and went 1 for 3 from the 3-point line. King went 1-for-1 from the field, and Goble went 1-for-4 from the field, and 1-of-2 from the three-point line, and 0-for-4 from the free throw line. And I've got no name for number 5, but he went, I believe, 1-for-2 from the field and 2-for-2 from the two for three from the three-point line. Collectively as a team, they went 21-for-38 from the field, 9-of-16 from the three-point line, and 6-of-12 from the free throw line. So kind of spread out there for both teams on the scoring summary. And tonight's, now it's time for the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. We're going to go ahead and give it to Anthony Jarrell. He came out guns a-blazing, just lighting it up from the three-point line there early on in the game, just kind of giving them a little bit of life and just kind of getting things going, getting some energy into this team. But then it just kind of slowed down, and everybody was just not in the right mindset, you could say. But Anthony Jarrell having a phenomenal night on both sides of the floor. Low fouling game, that is for certain. But Anthony Jarrell with the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And that'll just about do it here. For Bill Schoed keeping me on air back at the studio, I'm Ryan Seed saying so long.
You've been listening to Red Hills Lukies basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by the Amberall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Salukis basketball brought to you all season long here on WAKO The Legend, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.